Page 91, we're holding 91, or excuse me, page 91.
Last time I was here, it was very funny.
Get out of here. Well, it's about the other page, 91. Shem Hashem, Hashem's name. Page 91.
What's the Shem?
91 is the way it's right. You write Hashem's name and the way it's written and read and written.
Shem Avayim,
Shem Yudkei Vavkei, and Shem Aleph Tav Nun Yud. 91. Together, 91. Sukkah. Matcha, Sukkah.
Right.
Yeah, so now, let's page 91. That's what it talks about. A worthwhile sacrifice. So now it's all about Rechilos in the business world. Rechilos in the business world. That's a hard one. Because Rechilos has particular applications in the business world because it is common for customers and vendors to traffic information to advance their commercial position. Like this. An employee might try to basically he wants to get a better position, right? So you'd rather tell the supervisor, you know, this and this guy doesn't do his job right, that guy doesn't do his job right, in order he should get a better position. Right? So that could be revealing. A lot of times in the business world. Or you could try to tell somebody that this guy that works for you, he doesn't do a good job for you. It's also revealing. You tell him, this guy that works for you, he's not good, I could do a better job than him. That's also going to be revealing. And sometimes also, goes the other way, sometimes also a supervisor pressure the guy, tell me the truth, this guy doing his job right, you're working with him all the time. So it could be, if it's not for a constructive purpose, there also could be rechilos, if you tell the supervisor, you know, this guy doesn't really do a good job, and he talks bad about you, it could also be rechilos. So, be very careful not to speak rechilos.
So, when the two partners are talking about a certain person, so two people in business partners, that
right.
They can talk amongst themselves.
If it's constructive purpose, yeah, if they try it for constructive purpose, they feel they want to see someone sit for their business, they can speak among themselves. But it's not rechilos, you don't have to say that this guy is ruining your business.
Yeah, no.
It could be if it's for constructive purpose also.
Business,
if it's for constructive purpose, it's okay. They say it's okay, no, it's for constructive purpose. It's good. Now, Chavos Chaim adds, one may certainly not speak rechilos if the consequence is embarrassment. It's embarrassment. He cites the famous Talmudic passage where a sage will apply the verse, and those who love him are like the sun going forth in his strength. Referring to a person who bears insult and remains silent. Right? The famous Gemara, it says that someone who is people embarrassed and he bears insult and he doesn't say anything back, eventually he's going to shine like the sun shines in the time of Mashiach. He's going to shine. He's going to shine pretty big. He's going to shine. Now, previously, the Chavos Chaim declared it's better to be considered a fool for the entire life in this world than to be considered a fool for even one moment before the King of all kings. Here he reminds when suffering shame or ridicule for refusing to speak rechilos, one earns the great distinction of being called an Ohev Hashem, one who loves Hashem. Furthermore, though he is humiliated now, he is assured that ultimately he'll be glorified, not diminished. Our sages grant this assurance to anyone who bears insult in silence. Surely, says Chavos Chaim, this applies to someone who suffers disgrace for the sake of a mitzvah. In this case, the mitzvah of Shmir Salasha.
Flash.
Oh, that's Chavos Chaim. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding on Yudad on a base in Sachas Makos.
14B.
14B, yes. So maybe we'll start again from the two dots, which is
yesterday from the
14 lines for the top, or 4 lines up for the wide lines, whichever way you like to count. Just so we go over the chesed again, we'll get back into it. Hanan is ready. Fish lama, haba lemikdash tamei. But we understand that, right? We understand that it's good with us, the halacha, that someone who comes to the mikdash when they're tamei. Right, because k'siv, it's written the einish, the k'siv asar, it's written the punishment, right? Clearly the Torah, and it's written asar, einish the k'siv. Where does it say the punishment? Because it's written, es mishkan Hashem timei, the Negro is tame. The Saul who makes the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem tame, meaning he is tame, and he therefore makes the Beis HaMikdash tame when he walks in. The Negro is tame, then he gets karis. Very clearly, the pasuk says, you get karis. The punishment is karis. As Mishkan Hashem tivim in Negro. Azhara, where's the warning from? What did it say? What's the warning? It says you shall not make tame your machane. Meaning, any time you are disqualified from this specific machane, and you come in, there's a law that the Torah says, do not tamify your machane. Fine. El tame sha'achal asa kaidesh, for a tame who eats kaidesh. Bish, right, which means he eats kachim, he eats for the karbanos when he's tamei, a kohen who's tamei. Bish, lama einish. It's, we understand the punishment, because the pasuk says, v'hanefesh asher toichal besar mizavach hashlamim, the soul that eats from the meat of the zavach hashlamim, meaning from the offerings, from the karbanos, asher la Hashem, which are to Hashem, v'tum asa yolav, and he has tum on him, v'nichusat, then he gets karis. El Azhar Minayin. Where do we know the warning for one who eats the kachim when he is tamei? Where do we know from the Torah? Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chol kadosh la'tiga." Anything that's holy, la'tiga. Don't touch anything that's holy. Which is really the case, referring to a nida, but it's just an example. Really, we learn in Masu to all people who are tamei midiraisa. They can't touch on his kaddish. So b'chol kaddish loy tiga. Loy is a lab. Loy means don't do it. That's the warning. Said I have a pasuk. Rabbi Yechonah. No, I learned different. Tani Barla. I learned Barla Torahs. Right, that's the name of a chacham. Asya, we learn. We bring exer shava. Tum asai, tum asai. Which means it says the word tum asai in one place, and it says tum asai somewhere else. So we cannot make a connection. That's exer shava. So after we bring Tum Asa, because they were Shava, we connect Tum Asa with the other Tum Asa. Ksiv HaKha said over here, the Tum Asa Allah, it said over here that the Tum was on him, the Nechrisa. That says, where's over here? By eating, Kachim when you're Tum. Ksiv HaSam, it's written over there, which is by the Pasuk of someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tumming. Tumayiya, Ay Tum Asa Bay. Ma'al Ha'lon, Aynish, the Azara. What is it? Just like over there, by coming into the Beis HaMikdash Tamei, it's a warning and a punishment. Afkan, here also, Aynish ve'azhara, it's a warning and a punishment. So we'll go over here again. We say, someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei, right? Someone who comes into the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei, right? The Aynish is, how do we know there's an Aynish? How do we know there's a punishment? The first, I'm starting to work again, outside. Someone comes to visit the Mishmah, they tell me, how do we know this is punishment? The Pasuk says, as Mishkan Hashem Tamei, the first case, how do you come into the Mishmah, mm-hmm. Mishmah, they tell me. The Pasuk says, as Mishkan Hashem Tamei, if you make Tamei the sanctuary of Hashem, the Nechrusah, the Pasuk says, Nechrusah means you get karas. Right? Now it's just important to note that at the end of that Pasuk says, Ay to Masav, but, which you're going to use to, it's the same Pasuk.
Yud Gimel. In Midbar.
In Midbar, prior to your test, pass a good deal. Fine. Now, the wife said, where do you know the warning? Yeah, where do you know the warning? The warning is from the light, that's the warning. Your tamah is about them, don't make tamah your machane. Any camp which you're not allowed into because you're tamah, once you go in there, you transgress this law. So this is the warning, this is the punishment.
Which is Midbar Gimel.
Midbar Hey, pass a good deal. Midbar Hey, pass a good deal. Fine. Now, the wife said, what about a tamah who eats kaidish? A tummy who eats, it's good. What about a tummy sha'achal kaddish? A tummy who ate kaddish. So the pasuk for the punishment is by nefesh shataycha, so the one who eats. But then the pasuk ends off with some aser Allah, and he had tumah on him. The nefesh again, he gets karas. So this is going to be the warning. Good, that's the warning for. That's sorry. That's the punishment for someone who eats kaddish. A tummy who eats kaddish. And mama, how do you know? So how do you know the warning? So now, so how do you know the warning? So much like this. What?
That's what we're trying to learn out.
Yeah. So what is Rish Lakish says? I pasuk b'chol kodesh la'tiga. I pasuk any b'tzvayim nida says anything that's holy she shouldn't touch. So that tells me it teaches me for eating. When it says don't touch, it really means you're not allowed to eat it. Also, so let's see anywhere further why it says in this terminology. But it says b'chol kodesh la'tiga. That's Rish Lakish. How do you get that?
You learn it from the Adam and Father.
True. Yeah, Tika.
Yeah.
Pit stop. Yeah.
Very simple.
Chalkadosh, don't touch.
Chalkadosh, like Tika. Don't touch. Come here, Biachana says, no, I don't need that pasuk. I have a clear shava. My clear shava says, Tum'asai Tum'asai. This is a little complicated. This jump. Meaning, what does it mean? It says Tum'asai in the punishment over here by the punishment of someone who eats Kaddish. That's over here. When we're talking about over here, what we're referring to. We're talking about someone who eats Kaddish. It says the word by Nefesh Atecha, but Tum'asai. In the pasuk for the punishment, it says the word Tum'asai. Now, it also says the word Tum'asai. And the other pasuk for Einish, the pasuk is someone who comes into Beis HaMikdash with their tummy. It also says, "It's good."
He's right. Using the original. He's using one of the original pasuks from "Do not enter" to prove out the not eat.
Correct.
To prove out the azara.
Right. The warning. Correct.
He used the pasuks of don't enter the onesh and the azara.
Good. Right. That's what connected. Good. So saying just like now, the Gemara makes sense. So what's our zero shav exactly? Just like what we hear. This punishment came connected with the warning, and Baal might have told you don't eat, it came with this warning of a lie that came with this warning. So it had this arrow, it has this connection. So I'm going to bring you down the same connection, and just like over here also, it says to Masa, well,
I'm going to take the app and bring it off, right?
Well, we'll give you the, we'll look at it as if you also have a warning and a punishment. Just like over here, it's written straight out, a punishment and a warning. We'll bring it over, and here also it says, if it was written, let's say like that, a punishment and a warning.
Right.
That's the thing where it says. So it's a little hard, it's usually because our show just find out this halacha from here. Saying just like this halacha had a lot attached to it.
Really
so too, here also it says to us, when you tell me who eats kachin, we'll also look at it, we'll view it as if it had a lot attached to it. As if there was a warning, and the, a warning which is for the lot attached to it. Good? That's the Zer Shabbat the Gemara is making. It's usually Zer Shabbat more of just bringing your halacha straight to me. But it's a little stress to Zer Shabbat. That's what we're doing. Halacha might be seen. That's the Zer Shabbat over here. Fine. Now, so far, that's what we learned yesterday so far. Yes, we're holding five lines from the wide lines. The fifth word on the line. Fish Lamarish Lakish Lay Amak Rabbi Yochanan. We understand why Rabbi Yochanan would why Rish Lakish would not say like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Gzer Shava like Amar. He didn't learn Gzer Shava. He didn't have a Masar from his Rebbein, right? Like Rashi says, he never learned it from his Rebbe. To make Gzer Shava. So you can only make Gzer Shava if you have it passed down from your Rebbe. Good? So say Bish Lama. That's what we understand. Why? Rish Lakish doesn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Amar Rish Lakish. Why did he not say like Rish Lakish?
Why didn't you use the pasuk of Logia to teach?
Bakadosh Lasiga. Bakadosh. So say, we understand why Rish Lakish doesn't learn like him because he doesn't have it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe never taught it. So your Shem has to be from your Rebbe, from Halacha Mishpatina, from Moshe Pesach. So why? So the Rabbi Yechon learned from here. We have a possible call Kaddish Laistika. So why the Rabbi Yechon learned like Rish Lakish? That's the last question. So Amalecha, he'll say to you, Havu Asar Lo Truma. I need this possible while Kaddish Laistika to warn me that you can't eat Truma when you are Tame for Truma. Be like this, in a new shop. We have a call Kaddish Laistika teaching me what Rish Lakish says. It's a warning for a Tame who eats Kaddish. Right? It's a warning for the tummy who eats kaddish, correct? Mm-hmm. That we set up here. Tummy who eats kaddish. That was this last chart. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? No, that's ashara for someone who eats truma. Right? We said yesterday the two different things. Two different things. Fine. So he can't use it for this. He so therefore we'd rather he, it makes sense to him because there's shava teaching me you can't eat kachim, right? Because I'm going to use this pasuk that you can't eat truma when you're tummy. Good. What's the word? The obvious next step.
Back to Rish Lakish. Where do you learn
from? Oh, back to Rish Lakish. Back Hanas Kedim Flow. Back to the pasuk. Back to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish. So where do you know this halacha from? That Tamei who eats truma, he has a lav. That he, where do you learn at that? He's not eating truma. You have malchus for it. So what do I say now?
Second,
please. Second. Yes, so why it says nafkale? He learned, it's learned out to him. Nafkale really means like.
Rabbi Yochanan says uses losiga for nagi and truma as the lav or the azara.
So over here, it's like, so
what
kol,
is the Zohar, no?
Right now, right now we're not so much focusing on the Onish. Right now, some of the ones just focusing on the Azharas now, on the Lasiga. I know they want like, and originally we were trying to figure out the Azhar and the Onish. Now we went just into the law.
The original question was on Azara.
And instead, still, the ones didn't like, whatever, we'll see. The ones like not so much focusing on the Onish now, because I think we're just in this ping pong now. We want to just get it straight what each person did with their pasuk. Right. Just want to get this clear, this area. So say, how does he learn at this lot? How do we know this lot? But right now we're not talking about the cars. How do we know that we're not talking about the items right now? So how do you know that there's a lot? So say nafkalei me ish ish mizera Aaron. What does the pasuk say? A man who's from the children of Aaron Akain, who tarua azav. Right, and what does that pasuk end off? That pasuk comes from Vayikra Chaf Beis Dalet. Right, it says you can't eat kachim. Fine, but kachim la yarcha. That's the continuation of the pasuk. He can't eat something which is kachim. So Ezeh Udavar, what is a thing Shu Shavet Bizar Shar, which is equal to all the children of Aaron? Have Amizu Chuma, this is Chuma. Meanwhile, the fact that pasuk wrote Ish Ish means we're not just including men, we're also including women. It's not only including men. Now, where is there an Isser? What do you have to tell me women are not allowed to eat something? So if it's kachim, they can never eat kachim. Women can never eat kachim. So therefore, it must be, it's referring to truma. That's the one he's saying. I have a pasuk of ish ish. Ish ish, a man from Zerah, from the children of Aaron, and he's a terusa. But kachim le'echas, even though it says the word kachim over here, it doesn't really mean kachim. It must mean truma. Because why do you have to include a lady that she can't eat when she's tummy? It must be referring to truma. Because a woman can never eat
kachim.
That's he's saying. So that's how he knows a tummy who eats a tummy who eats truma, a tummy is not allowed to eat truma.
Right.
Oh. So what's obviously the next step? So what has Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yochanan grows you this pasuk for a tummy who eats truma. Right?
Well, he already learned truma. What does he do with the pasuk?
Right. What does he do with the pasuk? Right. Since Rabbi Yochanan,
he already learned truma.
Right, he already learned truma. So what's gonna do, what's he gonna do with this pasuk of ish ish? Mizara Aaron. Fine. So say
the Edaf goes on who?
This Edaf is going back on Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So what is Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk now?
Yeah.
Right? The Edaf. It's not a problem. Hahula achila. Hahula negia. This pasuk is referring to eating. Because like it's this second pasuk. It's lo yarcha. Lo yarcha. And the first pasuk is for touching. So he's changing. He's saying, I agree with you. I agree. Chokadosh Atika will tell you it's referring to Truma. I agree with you. Ish ish mizera aron lo yerchal.
He's teaching you no Truma.
A tamei cannot eat Truma. Right. Truma. So I agree with you, cannot eat Truma. Right? A tamei cannot eat Truma. I already have a pasuk. My first pasuk. Say no. This pasuk means you can't touch Truma, like it says. This pasuk is like Tina. This pasuk is like Leacha. This one means don't eat. This one means don't touch.
So he switched. So originally he was saying lo negia is for don't eat, and then he says no, ish ish is for don't eat, and this is for, and lo negia is don't touch.
Perfect.
He's meaning the lo negia original Rish Lakish is lo negia.
Yes, Rish.
Original.
Right, the original pasuk we brought for Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm going to hold it. That's
right.
So we're switching. Saying, Atame can't touch. Yeah, we switched this.
You switched.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
You changed that this layoicha means don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And when thing means don't touch it, that's where we have to, that's where we're holding, that's the score right now.
Mm-hmm. If Yochanan was originally holding Lugia meant don't eat.
Right.
And he switched it to don't. The ishi, he agreed with Rish Lakish, ishi, ishi.
Right.
And he switched it to.
Don't. The first part, Latika is.
That's don't touch.
Don't touch.
Right.
Good?
Yep.
Now, fine. So now we have the score. We understand what each one does with Kish and Ziga, and what each one does with Ishish. Right now. Meaning everybody's, what's the problem? You want to know how? Because right now we understand.
Now the question's back to Rish Lakish. You already used the pasuk for don't touch.
And right now, they both know Tommy doesn't eat Truma.
Right.
So what's your question? How do you know that this pasuk, how does Rabbi Yochanan know? they look, it's coming a little different. The Gemara is writing at this point, doesn't go further. Right now, they both have a pasuk that tells me a tummy cannot eat truma. They're both learning Ephraim ish, a tummy cannot eat truma.
Right.
Now, it comes out the other problem, because if you got a question, Rish Lakish tells me a tummy who eats Kaddish. Right? That's what Rish Lakish teaches me. Rabbi Yochanan already knows where we did it, Shalom. And Rabbi Yochanan learns it for a tummy who touches truma.
Right.
Now really, you're asking that he should still need a limud. How does Rish Lakish know? I'll tell you, but the Gemara is really going to do that.
Because where's why Rish Lakish learned don't eat, since he used that line for don't touch?
Since Rabbi Yochanan used lo-legia, lo-tiga, to learn don't touch the truma, Rabbi, the question is going to be, Rish Lakish, where do you learn? Don't touch.
The Gemara really asks it different. The Gemara, we could have done that. The Gemara asks it the other way. The Gemara says, how can you use it? The Gemara asks it a different way.
Right.
Because we asked the question, does he really use it for that already? We know he used it. And we'll see in the Gemara now. But really, that would be the next step. How does Rish Lakish? No, don't touch. Let's see in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is asking a question. Rish Lakish. Hi, b'chol kodesh latiga. L'haqiyu da'asa is a question. Like when it says the vav in the beginning, v'reish lakish, it means we're ready to ask on it. V'reish lakish and reish lakish, we have a question on you. Hai v'chal kodesh lasiga, l'hachiyut ha'asam. This pasuk of like kodesh lasiga, it came for this. It came to tell me a warning on a tamei who eats kachin. Ha'humi ba'ilei, but we need it. L'tamei shenaga ba'kodesh, for a tamei who touches kodesh. Right? But they're like everybody's saying, but we're saying that he himself said it. That's our problem. Rish Lakish himself, what do you tell me here? Hakash Latiga teaching you what? Atomic shouldn't eat Kaddish. The problem is, we have a price, Gemara is going to tell us, that he learned, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Atomic can't touch the Kaddish or the Truma. We'll see right now the price. We'll see what he has. He needs it. We're saying he already used it up. How you Rish Lakish could tell me?
You're going to need it to teach me don't touch.
Right.
You're going to need it to
don't
teach
touch
me don't touch, but you used it already. That's it.
Right. Oh.
You learned don't touch.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, so we're saying, Rish Lakish, I have a chal kodesh, like sigal hakudasa, or we buy a tummy shenaga ba kodesh. So a tummy who touch kodesh. Remember, it's not true. He's saying a tummy who touch kodesh. Not true, but he's still in tummy who touch kodesh. The Itmar, we learned. It was taught, right? We learned it from the Gemara. Tamei shenaga b'kodesh. Let's say tamei, he just touches the kodesh. Rish Lakish, or like Rish Lakish, says you get malchus because there's a lav. Rabbi Yochanan says ain't like it. There's no such lav for touching kodesh. He brought a lav for touching truma. He learns this pasuk is going on truma, but there's never a lav for touching kodesh.
So what does that do?
So Rish Lakish, or what's that? Rish Lakish, I mean, like it. Why? Chal kodesh latiga. Because I have a pasuk, Kodesh Latika. Rech le'amer ain't like it. Because who azar l'truma hu da'asa. That pasuk is referring to truma, like he told us over here. So again, Kodesh Latika, the more from there will bring him from Zvachim. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's referring to Tami who touched truma, like we said in Agamar. The Tami who touches.
So again,
Rish Lakish, you told me here, what's B'chal Kodesh Latika coming for? For a Tami who eats Kodesh.
Right.
That was our Gemara. Tell me, it's good. Right? What's the problem? That you told me, in different Gemara, that it's for a tummy who touches Kaddish. Like it says, the word says tiga, it means touch. Not for eating. So it's a contradiction. You know, what are you using it for? Are you using it for someone who eats or someone who touches?
You told me somewhere else
that
somebody who touches Kaddish gets makos.
Why?
So because of your pasuk.
Because of this pasuk, Kaddish is like tiga. This law gave him makos. So Yochanan said there, no. There's no malchus if you eat kaddish. Why? Because this pasuk is referring to
truma. Right.
Like he told us the so Rabbi Yochanan fits perfect. Argument over the air in the way is the same. So it's not referring to touching kaddish. It's referring to touching truma. So Rabbi Yochanan fits beautiful. Rish Lakish is brown. Over here, you Rish Lakish is telling me it's referring to a tummy who eats kaddish. But over there, you told me it's a tummy who touches kaddish.
Right.
So which one is it? So that's our question on Rish Lakish. We don't understand Rish Lakish. That's a question, Rish Lakish. What's the pasuk of Chal Kodesh Latiga coming for? The kind for one who doesn't eat Kodesh or someone who doesn't touch Kodesh?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, Tamei Shanaga Ba Kodesh. Medaapke Rahmana Balasha Negiya. He says that a Tame who touches Kaddish, where do you learn that from? That you learn out from Medaapke Rahmana Balasha Negiya. For the fact the Torah specifically wrote the Lashon of touching, right, and not eating, went out of our way.
What's the exact translation of the
Abek always means to, it literally means to take out. So we use it in a terminology of like learning out, like you brought it out from there. So the Abke, like Abek is, Nafak is to take out, but it literally means to take out. So the Abke, like it was brought out, like or learned, we say learned out, Rahmana, Lashon Negiya. The fact that the Torah brought it out with the Lashon of Negiya, right, the Lashon of touching, it said, like Tiga, right? So that's where we learn a Tamei touches Kesh. Va'azhara, where do we see the warning? Because Eskesh Kaidesh Le Mikdash. So we want to make Xerisha a Hekesh. The Pasuk says, V'chal Kaidesh Le Tiga, Ve'el HaMikdash Le Savai. That's the Gemara, that's the Pasuk says. So just like someone who comes into Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei, there's a warning. So too, someone who eats also will get karas. What's the Gemara saying? Now let's see this Rashi. The first is the last narrow line about who azhar la truma, the negiyas truma. So we said tamash shadag b'kadosh. What Rashi? So the Gemara is saying terutzu the mataritz rish lakish. So let's see Rashi with the iskish kadosh la mikdash. Bahai krab b'chol kadosh la siga. In the same pasuk of the chol kadosh la siga. It continues, Fel HaMikdash LaYisavai. You should not touch the Kaddish. And in the Mikdash, you should not come. Darshina LaKamanu. The Gemara makes a drasha later on. Ma Mikdash. What is it just like, by the way, it's a Mikdash. Yesh B'Azhar Rasai. Netilas Neshama. It's just like it warns you that Netilas Neshama. Shahaba means that you're going to get killed. You're going to take away your Neshama. Shahaba El HaMikdash Tamei. The Karis. The soul who comes to the Mikdash when they're Tamei get cards. Af Azhar is Kaddish. Dabar Shish by the Tilas Neshama. Vahainu Achila. Sha'adish Allah Karas. The Ubiniki Aleka Karas. What's he trying to say? And we have Shadow here. What's the Shadow here? Let's go, Chana.
Just as with a Mikdash, there's going to be a loss of life.
Right.
So too. When you come into it. So too with eating a Kodesh, there is also going to be some sort of loss of life involved.
Oh, good. So therefore, he would rather use this Einish also for Halkid Kodesh Laisika. So he's getting two drushes from here. What was our question on him? You use Laisika, you can't touch. So have your tummy also means don't eat over here.
Yeah.
That's our problem, our Rish Lakish, correct?
Yeah.
You tummy over here. He's saying, first of all, read the Pasuk Pasha, it tells you, Kodesh Laisika tells me automatically, don't touch it. Right? That's first of all. Good? That's where it starts. Tomei Shadagaba Kaddish. How do I have Tomei that touches Kaddish? It's a warning on him. The fact that it says, don't touch. That's first of all. Right? Good?
Yeah.
But sorry, where's the warning? Because the Iskish Kaddish for Mikdash. Just like the Mikdash. If there's a warning of Chiv Karis,
Iskas is
a Hekesh.
It's a Hekesh. But next to it,
there's right. Right, it next says Kaddish next to it. Yes. What does the Pasuk say? It says, B'chal Kaddish Laitiga, Fa'ala Mikdash Laitavim. So what are we learning out? Just like the Mikdash, there is a Chiyav Karis. Also, in the Azharas Kaddish, is also a Chiyav Karis, which is only could only be referring to eating. Because we never find that touching gets a punishment of Karis. He's saying it has to. He's saying, on a simple level, say it says like tiga, it means touching. But how do I know it also, I can understand it to mean eating? So it has to mean eating. Because the rest of the pasuk connects it to Sauru Kazan Demes HaMikdash. And since over there is Karis, so my tiga also has to be referring to a case of Karis, which must be eating, because it can't be referring to touching, because there's no Karis for touching. That's his hakish. So what does the pasuk say? The end of this pasuk. Achal HaKadosh LaTiga. Now, we're making a hekesh. Touching is compared to coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Touching is now, we can't be literally touching because it's not true. Because touching is not equivalent like the Beit HaMikdash. Because kind of the Beit HaMikdash where you're talking, it gets covers, and here you don't get covers. So it must be referring to Achila. So it sounds like he's learning both of them at the same time. I mean, what was our question? And how do you learn both? So it seems like you say, I have both of them here. Let's see Rashi again. Mid Iskash Kaddish LaMikdash. Mid Iskash Kaddish LaMikdash. Bahaykor in this pasuk, the Chol Kaddish LaTiga, the LaMikdash, what does the pasuk say? Chol Kaddish LaTiga, the LaMikdash LaTavi. But Hashem will come on and make a drasha later on. Ma Mikdash, just like by the Mikdash. Yesh Azaras and Etilos Neshama. There isn't a warning taking away the soul, meaning Sheba Ela Mikdash Tamei. The soul who comes into Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei, the Kareis, they get Kareis. Af Azaras Kareis. When you're warned also in the case of Kachin, we're referring to Dabar She Yesh Ba Etilos Neshama. Something which is, there's going to be a bayit. Taking you the soul, meaning that you get karis. Bahainu achila. This must be achila. Sha'anish ala karis. We know the punishment is karis. The ilu benegir. Because if we're talking to, about just touching, like a karis, we know there's no karis. We never find the Torah einish for, karis.
Of touching.
Of touching. We never find it.
Kachim?
Touching kachim gets karis.
We never saw tummy or tummy?
Yeah, obviously with your tummy.
In the base of Midash or just touching in general?
Touching in general, touching, you're just touching it. You're, it's in your house.
So everybody holds, Rabbi Yitzhak, Ishmael, Akiva, all would hold that there's karas only.
Yitzhak or Ishmael. What, do you go back into all those people?
I'm just saying. Right?
That what? Over there.
They would all hold that it's karas only and no makas.
No, this is...
No, that's no, I'm not talking about, I'm not referring to that, only karas no makas. I'm not referring to that.
No, this is, there's no Isser.
There's no karas at all.
There's no Isser.
Oh, no karas.
There's no karas at all.
There is an Isser.
There is an Isser, there's no karas.
There's no karas.
There's no punishment. We never find a Torah. Punishment of karas. You're not allowed to touch.
There's no...
You're not allowed to tell me of kachim.
Of kachim.
If you touch kachim when you're tummy,
you make it tummy.
It makes it tummy. There's no... The Torah never says that there's a karas.
Is it a magos?
It's a lav, probably a makas. Yeah. It's a lav, probably a makas.
You made food.
You did a lav.
You made kachim.
You made kachim.
Yeah, you did a lav. There is a lav.
Now, by truma, it's a kares?
No.
What's the warning over there? Don't touch. What's the warning? Don't
touch truma. Kachim is loisiga, that's the warning.
Don't touch truma.
According to Rabbi Yochanan. According to
Rabbi Yochanan.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the word. According to Rabbi
Yochanan. It says kares. The light says kares.
Which sheet are you in? Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Who are you in?
No,
who are you in? In Rish Lakish? So tell me who eats. Well, you want to tell me who touches.
Tummy, we have an understanding from Rabbi Yochanan that a tummy who touches.
Truma
gets.
It's just a warning.
On what?
It's a laugh, not to touch truma. If you're tummy,
you're not learning a laugh over there.
We're not learning on Einish. Our Gemara Pesach told me, I don't think it's an Einish for touching. There's no cards for touching. So if you're Agmar Bajordan to speak it out.
I mean, we say Kaddish. Kaddish can be one of.
Yeah, but over here we're differentiating.
Karbonis, it could be Truma, it could be.
Over here the Gemara is specifically differentiating between the levels of Truma and Kaddish. The Gemara is specifically, the whole Gemara is making a difference. We're separating the two. There's Truma and there's Kaddish.
Right.
In this Gemara, we're separating them. They're for sure two different levels. This Gemara is considering them two different things. So again, Agamaya
is what? Kachim's higher.
Truma could be eaten by
everybody.
Truma is by a Kayan. All Kahana and his wife and everybody, and the Kachim is only by. So again, we had a question which Rishlakish. This pasuk of Kachim, this is Kachim Siga. Is it referring to not don't touch, or is it referring to don't eat? That was our question. You're telling me Agamaya means don't eat. You told me during Gemara means don't touch. That's our question. So we're coming at that the fact that Torah spoke out the lush and don't touch, it means don't touch. Right? However, it also has to be referring to don't eat it. Why? Because we connected it right after the Kali of Beis HaMikdash. Right? Since we connected don't touch, we connected it to someone who comes into Beis HaMikdash. Since over there, it's referring to over there you get karis, if you come to Beis HaMikdash when you're tummy. So this case also must be referring to a case of karis, or alluding to a case of karis, which is eating. So you have both, you have the don't touch and don't eat. That's the one I was trying to say for Rish Lakish. Because of the Hekish, you're right, the period of the puzzle simply means don't touch. But since you're comparing it to
coming into this Hamikdash.
Is the is it the pasuk right before or after?
The same pasuk.
But the same pasuk.
Exact pasuk.
The same pasuk.
The end of the pasuk.
It's not a smooth.
Pasuk from Machal Kadosh Lo Siga, Hamikdash Lo Daven. So over here, this refers to a case. If you come into this Hamikdash, we know you get karis. So this also must be the punishment. This karis, which can be referring to touching, so therefore will be referring to. Here we'll be referring to eating. And we'll say over here that it's also you're not allowed to eat. So of course Rish Lakish is a huge fault. Rish Lakish says this part of the Hanukkah Sina. So it's really something else. We have a Mikdash Latam. He tells me don't. This teaches me don't.
So he's saying is that the pasuk of don't touch is really teaching me don't eat.
Also, since that don't touch means don't touch, but also since it also has to mean, I guess you're going to say don't touch it while you're eating. I guess he has that. He has like sign on both.
Right.
We don't touch a fish, but then it's no karma.
No, I mean, if you're touching it, you're eating it.
Nachon, so we said there's a specific thing. If you just stomp touch it, there's no karma.
You're touching it.
Nachon, we're saying it depends which way you touch. If you stomp touch it, there's no karma. If you touch it in a way, if you're eating it, that's the way you're touching it. Obviously, if you're eating it,
right.
Then there is a big karma. So I'll stop over here.
Good.
Tomorrow, you're talking to Chazis. No shit tomorrow. So tomorrow, you go over this.
No, Wednesday. No shit.